Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hear that sound of like air rushing everywhere at around 4:45 in the afternoon yesterday? That was the sound of just about everyone in San Diego letting out a big sigh of relief for the news on Fernando Tatis Jr.
Or maybe a sigh of here we go again. I saw a lot of that take. Oh boy, here we go again. Did you? I did.
I did see a few people that just assume that even good news is bad news.
Yep.
But that's, you know, I can't stop your pessimism out there. It's Ben and Woods here on 97.3 The Fan. Good morning. It is Wednesday, middle of the week here on the Padres flagship station. The news that was delivered yesterday, if you'd like to look on the bright side, was as absolutely as encouraging as I could have even imagined. Maybe a little more than I was even imagining. The fact that A.J. Preller said that the doctors were quite solid in their agreement that Fernando Tatis Jr. did not need surgery, that was not really the option right now, that they could manage this and get him back on the field without pain and being able to be successful and perform with just some rest and rehab was beyond my hopes as to how good the news was going to be. I was fully prepared, Woods, fully prepared for season-ending surgery.
Me too.
And at the very least, all right, well, maybe if we're lucky, you know, he comes back in 2 or 3 months and might be able to help for a playoff push down the stretch. That's kind of what I was crossing my fingers for. And what I got instead was talk that Fernando Tatis Jr. wanted to play.
Which is just...
yesterday.
I mean, he wanted to be in the lineup yesterday.
And the Padres said, no, we're putting you on the injured list for at least 10 days, maybe more. But that's a Padres wanting to be careful and wanting to try to keep Fernando Tatis Jr. on the field as much as possible. He reportedly had full range of motion, felt really good, no inflammation. The MRI showed... Well, this is what A.J. Preller had to say in his opening statement yesterday when talking about the Fernando Tatis Jr. shoulder injury.
You know, following the game last night with Fernando Tatis, he went this morning, got an MRI, and was examined by Dr. Robertson and Dr. Leak over at UCSD. I think overall, like, pretty positive report in general from looking at the imaging. Rotator cuff, bone structure, muscle structure, look good. There's some slight labral tearing, which is consistent with really any time you have a subluxation and you have a shoulder that's dislocated. And, I think from his situation, it seems like last night the shoulder popped in and out of place. Overall, the exam today was pretty uneventful. He's in good spirits, has good range of motion. Really doesn't have any real inflammation overall in that area. We are going to go ahead and put him on the disabled list, make a roster move today. You know, I think, you know, in general for us, I think it's just being safe and, you know, giving the left shoulder inflammation and some of the instability a chance to calm down and, you know, put him in a good spot here, use the 10 days to continue working with him and, you know, again, like put him in a good spot to continue for the season. But you know, ultimately, it's our medical team and Fernando agreed non-surgical, go the route of, you know, some rest with some exercises that he can do to help that area, help strengthen that area, and hopefully look up in 10 days. And, you know, at that point in time, look for him to get back on the field and play. So that's, you know, overall, that's, I think, a pretty positive report, you know, and you know, I think, you know, most importantly, he's feeling good today. He wants to be in the lineup, but I think, you know, from our standpoint, putting him on the DL, we felt like was the right move, both yeah. short and long term, and kind of see, you know, let's use the next 10 days to put him in a better spot and go from there with it. So,
all right. So, Ben, you're more of a glass half full guy. We just got a tweet that I'd like to unpack this tweet. I'd like to really spend some time diving into it. So Matt tweets in, they lied to us about Clev and Lamet. I'm going to assume they would do the same with Tatis. I want to take that statement and I want to pull it apart a little bit. I want to examine it and talk about the mistrust, I guess, or the distrust that I think fans have with their front offices and their teams. And it's not exclusive to the San Diego Padres. These things happen in every single fan base. And I think when you're talking about a player of Fernando Tatis' caliber and importance, I'm trying to say this without sounding like an a-hole. I don't know why they would risk it at all. If they thought even for a second, you know, this could be career threatening, you know, obviously none of these injuries are going to be life threatening or anything like that. But if it could be career threatening, why would you risk it knowing you're locked up for the next? Do you feel like the Padres have lied to us?
I think they weren't 100% forthcoming when it came to the Lamet and Clevinger situations.
Okay.
Heading into playoff series against other teams that were also, you know, strategizing and planning and
right.
wondering who they were going to face on the mound.
Now, is it their responsibility to be? Do they have to be 100% open, honest, and forthright with what's going on with their players on their roster?
Well, I'm curious as to, with that tweet especially, what are you accusing the Padres of? Not having the best interest of their players at heart? Because with Nelson Lamet, they never put him back on the mound. In fact, they've been quite cautious with him going even into this season. With Clevinger, they did. And I think we're genuinely encouraged based on how he was feeling going. Remember, his stuff looked pretty good, right? He went in that inning and everything looked pretty good. And I think everyone thought, oh, maybe he's okay.
Yeah.
And then he just wasn't and ended up having to get the Tommy John surgery. But I don't think that they were feeling like they were risking anything in addition to what had already happened. I don't think he further injured himself. They just revealed the fact that, yeah, I guess we're going to have to do the Tommy John surgery, but hey, it was worth a try to go out there and see if he was able to get it done in the postseason. For Fernando Tatis Jr., again, as they said, he wanted to play yesterday. They're the ones who are, with an abundance of caution now, saying, no, we need you to sit at least 10 days and try to get a little rest and rehab and, you know, do some strengthening of the shoulder. We don't want you to just go out there the day after subluxating your shoulder and perhaps do it again. Now, is there a chance it'll happen again? Absolutely. You know, the way he swings,
the way he plays,
it could happen again, and he could eventually require that surgery, whether it's in season this year, at the end of the year, in the off season, or, you know, two seasons down the line. It may still be something that does have to happen, and I think the Padres are aware of that. But in terms of, you know, trying to lie to the fan base, you're not going to buy tickets because you think Fernando Tatis Jr. is hurt and is never going to play again, but they don't want to tell you that? I don't think that's what's going on here.
I really do feel that, and maybe I'm naive. Maybe I'm a water carrier for ownership. I don't know. Whatever the case may be. I can't get too worked up about meetings in which I'm not a part of and things I don't really know about. I do know a lot of this is player dependent. That's one thing I do know. I do know that when you go ask a player, Skip, I can go. I can play. I mean, you heard him. He wanted to be in the lineup. Bro, I feel like, do I think that sometimes teams baby guys too long? Sure. And then do I also feel, I don't ever feel like a player is rushed back in the game of baseball unnecessarily. I really don't. I feel like it happens a lot in football. I don't feel like there's pressure from the team. Denelson, yeah, we really need you tonight, kid. I know your elbow, you know, it may explode, but I really need you to go out there and gut it out. I just don't feel like that happens. Again, maybe I'm naive.
I'm open-minded, and I always ask the question, and I think it's important for everyone out there to do this. If you think there's something going on, a conspiracy theory, I'm open to that. Make your case. I will listen. But you need to answer me this question. What's the nefarious scheme? What are they hoping to get out of that? What's the Padres' nefarious plan here to, you know, completely pull the wool over is about Fernando Tatis Jr.?
To put an injured player out on the field to maybe ruin his career? It just doesn't
make
sense. Yeah,
how are they
sense.
Benefiting? Same thing. Why are there microchips in the vaccine? Why do they want to know when you're driving through the McDonald's drive-thru and then going home and watching, you know, television for 4 hours? What's the nefarious scheme? Because
what's the end game?
A lot of these, you know, conspiracy theories really break down when you just ask that final question. Oh, yeah.
Why?
I could see them doing that. Oh, yeah, they've got the resources. They could do that. Why? Why would anyone want to do that? What's the point? How is it going to benefit them or anyone else to do something that is, like, a little weird, a little hanky? I don't know why the Padres would do that. They have more interest than anyone in making sure that Fernando Tatis Jr. is healthy. They have hundreds of millions of dollars invested in trying to make sure that Tatis is as healthy as possible. They care way more about this than you do driving to work this morning or listening on your Odyssey app.
It's on them.
They just do.
You know, it's on them. They're going to have to, you know, they're going to be cutting checks to this guy for a long time. And I know they have to stand in the way sometimes of his enthusiasm, you know, and I think that's a really hard job for an organization to do. When the guy wants to be out there, he's dying to be out there. He lives for playing baseball. He wants to help his team win. I admire that trait so much. I love that in a player. I wouldn't ask for anything. The guy that wants to be out of the game, I don't want that guy on my team. I want the guy that's dying to get in the lineup with his arm hanging off. We've all known people like that. I don't understand. And there were so many people yesterday ready to rush that kid into surgery. Just get him the surgery already. Just get him the surgery. If two doctors and the team doctors said, no, we looked, he's going to be okay. I mean, Fernando, if you want to play, you know, you can play. You just need to give a little rest, a little exercise. I don't understand why people are so mad that he's not in surgery.
If the doctors told the Padres and Tatis, hey, you need this surgery, you'll be fine. It's going to take 6 months, but you're going to be fine after that. You'll have plenty of health. You got 13 more years. The Padres would say, okay, we need to do this. I promise you that's what they'd say at this point. They're not in this for the next 2 weeks. They're in this for the next
14
many,
years.
Many years. So that's kind of my thinking. Now, I think there is a discussion to be had, and we will have it moving forward, about, okay, does Fernando Tatis Jr. need to modify the way he plays? Is that even possible? We can talk about that coming up. There's more to get into with the Tatis injury. Right now, we're very overdue, though, for a Rindle report. You want to do it now, or do you want to bump it?
Let's bump it. That's when you know the show is on fire.
All right, we're gonna bump the Rindle report.
Sorry, Paulie.
Figure out.
No problem.
Your consolation prize is a Daily Diddy selection coming up momentarily.
That's right.
We also need the pay off the incorporator yesterday. I did not hear.
I didn't either, but I got all the alerts coming our way when Jesse said it. Thank you guys for listening and you know, being on the edge of your seat when he said the word. What was it?
Spatulomancy.
Spatulomancy.
It's your word.
I know. I forgot. Leave me alone.
All right. So we will we'll get to that coming up. We'll find another spot for the Rindle Report as well. And we will be right back with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station. Let's check traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.